This story starts with the fact of the day. The official sport of South Dakota is rodeo.
I love rodeo.
You love watching rodeo, or you actually want to, you know?
Oh, no way would I get on one of those bucking broncos, but I love watching.
I would not bet against you. Now, I want to tell you, though, some people in South Dakota, where the official sport is rodeo, want rodeo riders to transfer their skills to another sport, polo. Here's South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt.
Rodeo has such a following in South Dakota. The high school championships are shown each year on a statewide network.
Perfect run. Little buckskin horse. He's going to ask him to give it all he's got coming across the line.
Young cowboys and cowgirls compete to earn scholarships to take part in college rodeo. Terms like pole bending, goat tying, and other rodeo jargon are well known by fans across the state. Not so well known are terms like chucker. That's a term from one of the world's oldest team sports. Rebecca Barker grew up in Jamaica, where polo is very popular. She's working to promote it here in South Dakota. She says rodeo riders would make very good polo players.
I think a lot of the general principles that do translate very well is riding at high speeds, stopping, sudden turns, things like that. Really, I think that would be a seamless transition.
Barker is a member of the Sioux Falls Polo Club, one of about 300 clubs recognized by the U.S. Polo Association. There's another club in Rapid City, clear across the state. There are two in Iowa, 11 in Illinois, and 4 in nearby Wyoming. Polo was one of the oldest team activities in the world, and for modern players, there's a lot less at stake than when the sport was invented. In the earliest days, skulls of the members of the losing team were sometimes used in the next match. Matches are traditionally played in 6 periods, known as chuckers. They're 7.5 minutes long. The riders wear eye protection, boots, and helmets, and carry mallets that can stretch to nearly 6 feet long. The object is to strike a 3-inch white hard plastic ball between goalposts. The field is 300 yards long, 3 times longer than a football field, and 160 yards wide. Polo players say it's the largest playing surface in team sports.
We're playing Rinky, Zeke, Bambi, L, and Tango. So.
Emily Isaacs is preparing her team's horses for a Wisconsin team for a match in Sioux Falls. She's tying up the horses' tails.
For tournaments, we're required to tape them. So you braid them all the way down, keep them tight, and tape them up 3 times too. It's just to keep the tail out of the way of the shot.
During the match, there are 8 riders on the field at any one time. Anyone can score, but some are responsible for defense. Kimo Huddleston is a professional player turned umpire. Today, he's wearing the striped shirt for this match. He makes sure players follow the rules and keep a safe distance from each other.
Simplest way to put it, if you're watching it, the line of ball is like the center line on the highway. And, you know, the cars, if you stay on your side of the highway, no accidents.
Unlike rodeo, polo offers a chance for audience participation.
Thank you guys for stomping the divots.
At halftime, so they're invited onto the field to stomp on the divots caused by hooves and mallets. Longtime stompers say it's important not to mistake something else left behind by a horse for a divot. While polo won't likely overtake rodeo as South Dakota's official sport, local players are happy to develop their own following and show people here a different style of horsemanship. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota. Well, it's balls and blood.